Kathy Munoz is the third generation of her family to be involved in Alaska politics. Her grandparents, Thelma and Elton Engstrom, were members of the territorial legislature in the 1940s and 50s. Her grandfather went on to serve in the state Senate, and her father, Elton Jr., was a legislator from 1965 to 1970. Munoz served on the Juneau Assembly from 1995 to 2001 and has been a member of the Alaska House of Representatives since 2009. For the past 2 years, she's been the only Southeast Alaska representative on the House Finance Committee, which plays an important role in crafting state budgets.
I think that experience is very important, and if given the opportunity, if I am reelected, I'll continue to build on that experience.
But Munoz says she's proud of more than just her political experience. She and her mother opened an art gallery in downtown Juneau that's been in business for more than 20 years. Her husband, Juan, also manages a gallery featuring works by her mother-in-law, Ree Munoz.
I grew up, alongside my dad and mom, working in small fish plants, on the slime line, buying fish when I got a little bit older on the scow, and eventually worked my way up to writing fish tickets in the office. I come from a long line of people that are hard workers and have been very much engaged in this economy for a long time.
While Munoz comes from an old Juneau family, her opponent arrived less than 10 years ago. George McGuan came to visit his brother, who was stationed in Juneau with the Coast Guard at the time and still lives here today. McGuan says he fell in love with the town and decided to make it his home.
I grew up in Gary, Indiana. I worked initially here as an AmeriCorps volunteer building affordable housing. Was working as a laborer building the Kensington Mine and a few other projects, and got into the electrician apprenticeship after Peace Corps, which I did in 2007-2008 in Bolivia.
This is McGuan's first run for elected office, and he's still a bit reluctant to call himself a politician. He and his wife, Alex, a teacher at Mendenhall River Community School, had their first child in September, a boy named Orion. It's the first thing he talks about when you ask him why he's running.
Knowing that my son's going to be growing up here and knowing that there were certain votes that were not going the way that I wanted to see the votes go.
He points to votes Munoz cast in 2013 on bills to change the state's oil tax system and roll back wastewater discharge rules for cruise ships. He also wasn't happy with the amount of school funding lawmakers approved last legislative session. McGuan says he'd like to see the state's school funding formula tied to inflation.
That would be ideal. And if possible, we should do it, because it's just getting it out there and making sure that our school districts can start planning and they can be more efficient that way.
Munoz defends the amount of school funding. She says, sure, it would be great to have more, but at some point, lawmakers have to compromise.
I think we can do more. I think one idea that we've talked about is possibly an education endowment.
Munoz also defends her oil tax vote. She originally voted against the new tax system before voting yes on reconsideration when it was clear the measure would pass. McGuan is against the Juneau Access Project to extend the capital city's main road north to a new ferry terminal at the Katsahine River. He says the project is too expensive and long-term maintenance costs are not included. Munoz is pro-road, which she says will improve access to the capital city and provide economic and social benefits to all of northern Southeast. McGuan says he's voting for independent candidate Bill Walker for governor. Munoz is supporting the re-election of Governor Sean Parnell. The general election is November 4th. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.